From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. Donald Trump becomes president today, and now here we wait to see how he plans to keep his pledge to roll back normalized relations with Cuba. In recent weeks, his transition team has reached out to Cuban Americans in South Florida for conversations about U.S.-Cuba policy. One of them is Andy Gomez, a former senior fellow at the University of Miami's Institute for Cuban and Cuban American Studies. I spoke with Gomez this week about his sense of what's coming on Cuba. Andy, thanks for coming in to talk with us about this.
It's my pleasure, Tim, as always.
After listening to the transition team, how important is Cuba to the incoming administration?
Well, realistically, you know, us in South Florida, I like to think that Cuba's always on the top of a list in Washington. What I hear is, given all the issues around the world, this incoming administration will have to face and face immediately. Cuba's not even on the top 100 issues right now that they're looking at, unfortunately for us.
That said, what do you sense might be some of the more significant steps Donald Trump is set to take regarding Cuba policy?
Donald Trump is going to address all of foreign policy with a very firm hand, particularly on Cuba. The question that has been asked, what have we gained from Cuba in the last 2 years plus that we established diplomatic relations? And they think very little. I mean, if there is one thing from my point of view, as I discussed with them, is at least there is an open line of communications. But I don't think they'll continue these discussions that have been going on a regular basis between Washington and Havana. They think we're going to have to push a little bit back to see if Cuba might be willing to come to the table on more serious issues. So having said that, remittances, you know that it used to be $300 when President Obama changed all of this. It's unlimited right now.
Right, yeah.
Possibly that's going to be looked at very carefully, and that might even be reduced.
So Cubans here will not be able to send then an unlimited amount of remittances to the island.
That's what I hear.
It'll be rolled back to $300 per year?
No, they haven't set a figure yet. Okay. It might be 300, it might be less, but it's not going to be more.
And I would assume that would also include the amount of unlimited travel that Cuban Americans can make to Cuba. Is that a political risk for Trump? Because that was one of the more popular moves that President Obama made in the Cuban-American community in South Florida, for example.
Well, there's a political risk. And the idea here, which I don't agree to him completely, based on what has happened in the past, that if you create social pressure within the island by cutting down additional help from the Americans, that there could be a possibility of social instability. Millions of people out in the streets protesting and demanding. I don't see that happening in Cuba. I think it's very unrealistic.
So you do think we will see the Trump administration make an effort to make it harder for Americans to visit Cuba?
Absolutely. Until the Cubans come to the table with something concrete. And let me tell you what I think that issue might be. If the Cubans are willing to develop a long-term plan to repay American companies that had their properties confiscated when the revolution came into play, I think that will attract, as I am told, the Trump administration to look at and say, okay, let's now move forward. One issue, as you know very well, Tim, human rights. I mean, repression under Raul Castro has actually been worse than it was under Fidel in his last 5 years.
Well, at least in terms of short-term detentions, yeah. But you've also mentioned that you see them rushing to reverse many of the business executive orders that Obama made on Cuba.
I think they will, but they're going to be very careful not to step or violate any contracts that are already in place. For example, Starwood, they have an agreement, so does Google, with the Cuban government to operate in Cuba.
Starwood being the hotel corporation.
Exactly. Yeah. If we cancel the executive order that allows them to do that, we're canceling their contract with the Cuban government. Is the American government then responsible paying Starwood the amount that that contract was worth? You know, those issues will have to be looked at very carefully.
Andy, thanks again.
My pleasure, Tim, as always.
Andy Gomez is a former senior fellow at the University of Miami's Institute for Cuban and Cuban American Studies. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.